Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and on today's show, I am so excited to get going because we're going to be featuring some of the great pianists in jazz. And we're going to start off with someone who is unfortunately no longer with us, but who left his mark on the world of jazz, Mulgrew Miller. And we're going to listen to a track from his album, Hand in Hand. And this is a beautiful composition entitled Neither Here Nor There. That was music from Mulgrew Miller, starting off this edition of In Transition from his album Hand in Hand, Neither Here Nor There. And now we're going to listen to music from one of the Jones brothers. There was Elvin, there was Thad, and this is Hank Jones, the pianist. And we're going to feature a track from his album. It's a very interesting album. He's with a string quartet. This is the Meridian String Quartet. And we're going to hear their version, with Hank Jones, of course, of My Funny Valentine.
Thank you. Start your day by making a socially conscious choice before you're even conscious.
Since opening their first coffee house 13 years ago, Bridgehead Coffee now boasts 13 roasts, 15 locations, including their own roastery on Preston Street here in Ottawa.
Bridgehead Coffee is organic, shade-grown, and best of all, fair-traded. This means that the farmers are paid a fair wage for their goods.
And you can feel good about your coffee and what it can do for the community. So raise a cup of economic justice, and let's get addicted to ethics with Bridgehead.
This is week 3 of Black History Month. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And we just heard a beautiful version of the Cole Porter classic, Night and Day. That was Joe Seeley and Paul Novotny. In case you were wondering, Joe Seeley and Paul Novotny are being featured throughout the month of February on In Transition as our featured Canadian artists, and I hope you're enjoying their music. We're featuring two albums, Dual Vision and Double Entendre. And just before that, we heard some music from Hank Jones and his version with the Meridian String Quartet of the Rodgers and Hart composition, My Funny Valentine. And we're just going to continue here with some music from Junior Mance and his version of another standard, Whisper Not.
Thank you. You're listening to CHO 89.1 FM in Ottawa, your community radio in the nation's capital.
Thank you.
A beautiful piece of music from pianist Kirk Lightsey with a track entitled Wildflower. Fine example of solo piano, and his touch is just so elegant and so rounded, I guess you can call it. The notes, the way that he approached the notes were very, very subtle, but very effective. And just before that, pianist Junior Mance with his version of Whisper Not. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition, week 3 of Black History Month, and today we're featuring jazz pianists. We're going to go back to Joe Seeley and Paul Novotny now with their version of Love for Sale.
Thank you.
Again, that was music from Joe Seeley on piano and Paul Novotny on bass, and their version of Love for Sale. We're going to venture over to South Africa now and listen to a brilliant pianist by the name of Abdullah Ibrahim, also known as Dollar Brand. And we're going to listen to the title track from his album, African Marketplace. I think you'll really enjoy this one.
Hashtag just got weird. Calling all students, you have a role to play in ending sexual violence on our campus. The Ottawa Coalition to End Violence Against Women and the Ottawa Rape Crisis Center wants you to help in keeping at-risk situations from going from weird to serious. Learn about all these weird situations and how you can intervene by visiting justgotweird.com. OCTO acknowledges the financial support of Status of Women Canada. For tips on how to prevent sexual violence on our campus, visit justgotweird.com.
Thank you.
That was the music from the great pianist Hampton Hawes, someone who was, I think, rather underrated as far as his abilities to not only play piano, but the way that he expressed himself through the music that he played was so beautiful. And we heard a lovely rendition of Stella by Starlight. And just before that, Abdullah Ibrahim with the title track from his album, African Marketplace. You're listening to week 3 of Black History Month. I'm Randy McElligott. Hope you're enjoying the show today as we feature some of the great pianists in jazz. And there are so many of them, it's impossible to cover them all over a 2-hour period. So I just picked some that I thought you would enjoy on this Sunday afternoon. And we're going to go back to Joe Seeley and Paul Novotny from their album Dual Vision and their version of the Billy Strayhorn classic, Lush Life. Thank you. I just wanted to wait for the last piece of music to come to a complete stop before I started talking because it was so beautiful. That was the one and only Kenny Barron from his album Other Places. And we heard a lovely version of I Should Care. That's another standard that was covered over the years by many jazz musicians. Right now we're going to listen to some music from another pianist, Herman Chittison. And this is from an album that he made with Thelma Carpenter. And this is another standard, and it's called The Song Has Ended. That was music from another pianist who's not very well known, but who gave it his all and was very unique in his style of playing. I had a chance to see him many years ago in Montreal at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. I never forgot the way that he played and the way that he handled a song. We just heard a track from his album, A World of Piano, and it was a beautiful composition entitled For Carl. And just before that, the song is ended by Herman Chittison and Thelma Carpenter. We're going to listen now to some music again from Paul Novotny with Joe Seeley from their album Double Entendre, and we're going to hear a track entitled, and I think it was written by Frank Foster, if I'm not mistaken, when he was with Basie's band. We're going to listen to Shiny Stockings.
Thank you.
We have time for just one more number, so we're going to listen to pianist Harold Mayburn from his album Rakin' and Scrapin', and a tune called Such Is Life. And again, I hope you enjoyed the show today as we featured week three of Black History Month, some of the great pianists out there in the jazz world, past and probably still present, some of them. But the important thing is that they left a legacy with their music that continues to entertain and influence younger generations. So let's get to Such Is Life. On piano, Harold Mayburn. Thank you. Well, that wraps it up for another edition of In Transition, Week 3 of Black History Month is in the books. And next week, actually, we're going to be featuring some more jazz on Week 4, the final week of Black History Month. And I have to say, it's gone by so fast. And hopefully you've been enjoying the music over the past 3 weeks. I'm Randy McElligott. Have a great week. Bye for now.